With your QCCR News Update, I'm Ed Halverson. 2 months after it was announced, a program designed to provide desperately needed relief to caregivers has yet to launch. On February 13th, an event was held by the Queen's Home Care Society to celebrate the new Adult Day Respite Care Program. It was attended by the Minister of Seniors and Long-Term Care, the MLA for Queens, the Board Chair of the Queen's Home for Special Care Society, and the Chair of the Queen's General Hospital Foundation. The program was to begin 2 weeks later in a newly renovated location at 266 Main Street in Liverpool. The province invested $500,000 in the program, but 2 months on, the region of Queens is being blamed for not issuing building permits. Building owner Jerry Thibault says the trouble started when he began renovating the space in September of 2022.
As soon as you get your framing up, you call for a framing inspection. It's the first inspection you do. So I called them and I said, I need a framing inspection before I put my gyprock on. And I was told I don't have a building permit. And I said, yeah, I got it here in my hand. And they said, well, bring it up and we'll take a look. So I took it up and they said, no, that's not a building permit. That's a development permit, which allows you to apply for a building permit. So it was my mistake at the start. And I'm free to admit that. But the fact that, you know, I wasn't trying to cheat them, I actually called for a framing inspection.
Thibault says the inspector told him to apply for a building permit right away and he needed to confirm the fire separation requirements, but construction could continue in the meantime. He says the next time he heard from the inspector was February 10th, 3 days before the planned launch event. After some back and forth with the building inspector, Thibault agreed to provide the region with designs guaranteed by an engineer. He says those designs should be in the inspector's hand this week. Executive Director of the Queen's Home Care Society, Annette Hartland, says the Adult Day Respite Care Program is desperately needed.
Wanted to focus on people that don't currently meet the criteria for the Adult Day Program, the wonderful program that currently runs here in Queens County at the Manor. Like, we definitely didn't want to duplicate or step on their toes because they're offering an awesome program there. So we decided we would, yes, of course, we'll offer an Adult Day Program, we'll offer a respite program, but we wanted to focus on high-needs clients.
Hartland says while they've waited 2 months to open the doors, the staff have been working on programming and are ready to welcome clients. She's hopeful the occupancy permit issue can be resolved quickly. A spokesperson for the Department of Seniors and Long-Term Care says despite the delay, the province is committed to funding the day program. The Region of Queens was contacted but declined to provide comment for this story. For QCCR, I'm Ed Halverson.